bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon.
Southeast Radio's morning mix.
David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. We played that specially for you, David.
Thank you very much. I was only listening to it the other day.
Were you really?
A number one hit from 1961, I believe.
The Marseilles, is it Marcel's?
Marcel's. At last, something in the universe that's older than me.
Now, we're talking Blue Moon. This phenomenon, did it appear in the sky last night?
Yeah, I had fantastic views of it myself. We have had hundreds of photographs sent in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Keep them coming, please. This was not just a supermoon, but also a blue moon. The two coinciding is very rare. It won't happen again for 8 years till 2032. And you'll see it again tonight, and I saw it on Sunday night as well, so I'm hoping for a hat trick myself. And those warn people about the weather. You know, it was cloudy at the start, it did rain, but then it cleared up. So if you stayed up till dawn, like we recommended, you should have got a great view of this rare supermoon, blue moon, and sturgeon moon, to give it its full titles.
Did it actually turn blue?
No.
No.
In fact, on Sunday it was red. There were smoke in the atmosphere from the forest fires in North America, and it was a definite orange, very dim orange-red color. So was the sun during the day. But the moon doesn't turn blue. The word blue comes from an old word that sounds like blue, means betrayal. And we think it's because the full moons were used for, still are, for religious calendars. Easter is the first full, first Sunday after the first full moon, that's after the March 21st equinox. So, yeah, normally there's 12 moons, full moons a year, so that's three every season. But every year, every two or three years, there can be an extra full moon, 13 in 1 year. And the third full moon in a season that has four, it's called the blue moon for some reason in culture, and that's why it was called the blue moon, not because of its color.
So just give me that again. We have 12 moons per season on average.
Yeah.
Periodically, what happens?
Yes, the ancient peoples figured out, we think probably the people at Newgrange in Ireland were the first to figure out the length of the year. That's why they built this colossal monument in the Stone Age to celebrate the fact. So they knew there were 365 days in the year. That's a bit too much to count. They noticed the full moons. There's 12 of those most years. You end up with an 11-day difference, so a lunar calendar is not great. And those 11 days can add up every two or three years to give you a 13th full moon in the calendar. We should use the word month today. And in fact, next month, the next full moon, roughly the same date in September, is going to be a partial eclipse of the moon. So there are full details of that in Astronomy Ireland magazine, as we had of this supermoon. And by the way, this is the first of four supermoons this year. So the statistics stack up, and just wreck your head after a while trying to remember all these facts and figures.
Now, David, you're on regularly here with Alan, and every time I listen to you, do you know, I realise how little, if anything, we know about the solar system.
Oh, well, there's an awful lot to know. And there's only scientists, about 10,000 professional scientists working in the field of astronomy across the world, and they're producing a vast amount of knowledge. So, you know, our knowledge changed. Remember when I was a kid, we weren't sure how old the universe was. It was somewhere between 10 billion and 20 billion. Now they're arguing over, is it 13.7 or 13.8? We've got it down that accurate. And this is what I find fascinating about the subject, and it's a great subject for young people. We've had some pictures in of parents were taking pictures of their kids holding out their hand and moving the camera so it looked like the moon was sitting in their hand. And this inspires young people to get interested in space in particular, but science in general. It leads on to fantastic careers, especially in Ireland, where most of our economy is now science-based. Something like 60% of our GDP is all these tech companies we have of one description or another. So it's not just a great hobby to lead on to a fantastic career. And, you know, tonight the moon will be near the planet Saturn. And if you stay up late, it's going to pass in front of Saturn. And I remember that, I think it was 20-odd years ago. And I can still see it happening in my mind's eye. It burned its way into my memory that much. We're hoping that's going to happen again for some people around the country. So you'll see Saturn near the moon tonight. Just look to the left of the moon, to the bright star. If you have a telescope, you'll be able to see its rings. If you don't have a telescope, come to our big barbecue on August 31st. We're setting up giant telescopes for the general public to come and look at Saturn and the wonders of the universe in the Wicklow Mountains.
So your advice is to go moon-gazing tonight, David. And I see Anne in Barntown, Anne in Barntown saw it last night. She said it was spectacular. And by the way, Anne sent in a picture. If you have any fantastic pictures from last night or tonight, please do send them in to us. So very quickly, David, how does it compare to the ordinary nice bright moon of a moonlit night, this blue moon?
Yeah, we call it blue moons, but supermoon, the definition is that the moon's orbit is elliptical, so it can vary its distance by about 15%, one-seventh. And when it's at its very closest, and it's a full moon, they're the brightest ones we'll get, 30% brighter than when it's at its furthest. So it did look very impressive in the sky. Full moons always do. There's an argument about whether you'd notice the extra 30%, but every little helps, as they say. And so the moon did look particularly bright last night. That forest fire smoke had gone. It was a crystal clear sky.
Okay.
If you're staying up late to watch it, you saw over in the east the planets Jupiter and Mars extremely close together. That's another rare event happening this week. So if you go to astronomy.ie and you've got any photographs, it will tell you where to send them. And our magazine now will be archived in the National Library for all time, hopefully with your photograph in it.
Lovely. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, as always, lovely to talk to you. Just a reminder, it happens again tonight.
Oh, it will indeed, yeah. You'll see it from just after sunset, sunset's around 9 o'clock, until dawn the next morning, and blazing high in the south all night long.
And are we due? Is it to be a clear night tonight, do you know?
Well, this is the thing. The forecast yesterday was terrible. I had hours of watching the moon. And, you know, if you stay up late enough, I'm sure it will clear up. So we're not against net airing, but we do say ignore the weather forecast because Irish weather is so changeable. I've stood out in the rain and seen eclipses of the moon. Remember the one coming as well, a giant comet coming the month after that. So just persevere with the Irish weather. It'd be great if it was crystal clear all night long. That's not Ireland very often, unfortunately. But if you wait, you usually will get to see it. And it's the brightest thing in the night sky. So a tiny crack in the clouds is all you need.
Thank you very much indeed. That was David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. That's our lot for today. From myself and all of the team, you have yourselves a good day. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning.